is Sub Zero. Now, Plane Zero.
Plane Zero. Plane Zero. Plane Zero. Plane Zero. Hold up. Hold up. Hold up. Hello. And welcome to another exciting episode of Plane Zero, the podcast dedicated to finding out if the movies of the past hold up in the present so that you can watch them in the future. This is episode 470.
Nice.
Still, yeah, I mean 69 plus one. That's three people involved.
What?
69 plus one, I don't know. 470, go to planezero.com. Yeah, I always feel like somebody's watching me. My name is Travis.
James.
Nah.
Go to planezero.com where you can find links for social media.
You know, I was the Apple say podcast. When you said that?
What?
When you said someone's watching me?
Oh, you always feel like. Rockwell? Oh, you ain't fine. Ain't nobody watching you.
Smell coffee.
I thought you were going to say cock.
So it's cock.
Anyways, wherever you get podcasts, if they do reviews, if they do stars, if you can like it, you know, do whatever their thing is. Thumbs up, write a review. Sometimes you got to deal with it. And then also hit the store tab so you could buy
smash
stuff,
that like button, hit subscribe.
Things based
ring that
off
bell.
Of the Art of Aaron or Plane Zero logos or someday soon the Cream Pie Surprise shirt or Sexual Deviant shirt. Ooh. Any of those things.
Yeah, we got to make one. That's all we got to do is type it in.
I know, create a font and a...
Maybe I will this week.
In a picture.
You know what? I don't think I will.
Someone still just watched Endgame. Yeah, anyways, do all that
greatest
stuff.
Greatest movie ever made.
This week's episode was picked by...
Me, James, and it was Hot Rod.
Wait, you chose this?
Yeah, he picked it.
I thought you said that.
No, he picked it.
Oh,
I picked it, and here's the thing. I had only watched the ending of it.
Me too.
When I was
I've
watching this, I was like,
before.
What the fuck? I don't remember, because I saw this on a plane, but I feel like I didn't remember, like, the majority of it. Or if I did, maybe I just didn't have headphones for a while. I don't know. Something weird.
That's happened to me on a plane.
But I remember the end fight scene vividly. So how this came up was Travis... a few months ago, or maybe a month ago, recommended I listen to the Lonely Island with Seth Meyers podcast,
which is an amazing podcast.
Which every episode they go through a jort, one of their digital
jorts. Yeah, the first episode is just kind of the origin of the Lonely Island.
Yeah, and then so each short they talk about. They have Seth's corner where
Seth's corner.
Where
hey Seth, get away.
Where he discusses something that they said, but like their chemistry is just fucking amazing, and it's great. So it kind of amped me up to where I was like, I want to watch Hot Rod again, especially since they were doing an episode on Hot Rod, and I couldn't listen to it till I watched Hot Rod again. So basically, this podcast is dedicated to another podcast that I also recommend.
They talk about Land of the Lost.
Yeah, show.
They haven't gotten there. I mean, they. I don't think that wasn't really them, but well, Jorma.
No, he's in it.
Yeah, but he
did he write it?
Did oh.
No, I don't
because he directed. He directed direct MacGruber for sure.
But
Jorma
when,
did.
But yeah. One of the best things came out of that movie. That's awful.
Are you a cop?
I want to ask you something, Chaka. You a cop?
See, that's one of those movies when I watched it. I know I didn't like it, but I'm wondering, like, does it hold up? Or
no.
Does it hold down?
It doesn't.
There's funny in it, but...
But it's like, what's his name? Big Ass Titties, what's his name?
Danny McBride.
Yeah, when he's just like, this looks like the trophy for the Latin Grammys. Like, you know, there's funny
Lonely Island had nothing to do with Land of the Lost other than the fact that he's
yeah, so
it. That Jorma's in it as Chaka.
So if you listen to that podcast, a lot of the stuff that me and Travis are probably going to say is derived from that podcast.
I didn't listen to the podcast. I just watched the movie.
I'm going to try to mostly just talk about the movie and my experience. Mostly. Because I don't want to be too derivative of an existing podcast.
I don't mind.
That is my attempt. But
so this whole story. So obviously they're doing the digital shorts, and then they create this movie because Paramount.
Well, someone had already written a like a screenplay.
Yes. Yeah, someone.
Pam Brady.
And so the heart of it was there was a stuntman or a guy that liked to do stunts that had to raise money in the end. It was like kind of like those beats were like always in there. So they rewrote it and whatnot. But yeah, I don't want to get into all the minutiae. Listen to that. Their podcast, though,
the minutia.
If you'd really like to, it's amazing. Like how they are as friends is pretty amazing. I mean, it's fun for everyone, and also you will actually like.
And
Seth
also,
Meyers.
Andy Samberg hates podcasts and he hates fake rapping.
Yeah,
fake rapping,
which is
because he says they're not rappers because they don't want anyone to think that they're not rappers.
They're fake rapping.
Yeah, they're.
But he hates frappers.
Yeah, he hates frappers.
He hates so. He hates what they're known for.
Yes.
But it's hilarious.
He likes rap. He just
but we know it's funny.
Oh, I know.
He just doesn't want people to think that he's serious about it.
He also hates Seth Meyers' dog, Frisbee.
Yeah, Frisbee is a piece of shit. Yeah.
No, he's a Frisbee.
But Little Dicky does jokes, but he's a very good rapper.
Yeah. Yeah, there you go.
That being said, as far as writing credits on the movie Hot Rod are concerned, Pam Brady is the only one credited. As a writer, oh, wow. None of the Lonely Island or Seth Meyers, who also wrote lines for the movie, are actually credited as writers.
So this
movie got everyone in it.
Yeah, so this movie's one of those.
Yeah, but it's like them before they were a thing. Like, because they basically, the only reason, the main reason Danny McBride's in it is because they love the Foot Fist Way, which is, this is right after that.
I don't like that movie.
And then they, you know, what's his name's in it because of
Will
Arrested
Arnett?
Development. Well, because this was during Arrested Development still.
So
and that's why they love Job.
With the handkerchief in his face.
Yeah. So babe, wait! Wait, babe. Babe, wait!
So this movie's about, it's a bunch of friends, mainly one guy who wants to be a stuntman. He does horrible stunts, and he has this
because his dad was
a dynamic with the stepdad,
where he has to earn his respect by beating him
up. So then
combat.
So then he gets ill.
Well,
so
his real dad was supposed to be famous.
Yeah. Was supposed to be a guy who did stunts for Evel Knievel before he did them, and wackiness, hijinks ensue. He tries to raise money,
he has to raise money to cure his dad.
And in the first,
or his stepdad, so then he can fight him again.
Yeah, so it's got Ian McShane in it, but like
who's awesome.
It's great because the first stunt that you see, like the guy, the stuntman actually hurt himself.
Oh, did because that
he actually broke it?
Because I was wondering how they did that. I'm like, that dude just got hurt.
And you know, it's gonna be impossible to avoid all this stuff.
The behind the scene stuff is fine. I'm just, as long as we're not like trying to just constantly repeating their jokes.
Yeah, no, well, definitely not. Yeah, well, I didn't go through those experiences. I'm going to talk like as if I wrote it. Yeah, so when I wrote this. No, so that stuntman, people were complaining that first scene looked so fake because it was
fake.
Like a rag doll, but it was actually
It was a dude. I mean, I could tell it was a real guy, I didn't.
And it was funny because, like, most of these stuntmen are used to doing actual stunts. I mean, like, did it look okay? But this one, he was like, did it really look like I messed up? And because he's like, I broke my femur. And he said they all walked up and Seth Meyers like walked away. Like, see, that's why I'm not going to repeat the jokes that he made because it was pretty amazing. But he just walked away because everyone was just like, oh, my God, what do we do? This guy actually hurt himself, the stuntman. But, I mean, that's the whole thing. Like, they said every stunt they had to do, like, they had to make it look bad, but they were scared because, like, the one where he's even jumping the pool, like, okay, this ramp can't really – like,
yeah,
he has to land in the pool, and they're like, you guys don't know what goes into that kind of
stuff.
Which made it amazing. I mean, all the people in here, this was kind of like not their first movie, but Bill Hader,
he'd only had one season on SNL at this point. Yeah. Oh, no, he had a couple, I think.
Yeah,
Samberg was one season of SNL at this point,
and then I only know them from Lonely Island.
And so at this point, they weren't necessarily appearing a lot in any of the Lonely Island sketches because they were writers.
And their two biggest hits so far for the digital shorts were
Lazy Sunday and Natalie's Rap.
Natalie's Rap. Those were the two
and
biggest ones.
Are
they
even
had.
In it?
No.
They're not in Lazy Sunday.
No. Just Samberg.
Yeah, yeah.
No, one of them walks by.
Well, no, I mean like as far as like the actual.
Yeah. Yeah, because Chris Parnell will do anything.
Chris Parnell's amazing.
You ask him, and he's like, sure.
Just a little bit of residue stuck in there, so it's going in two directions.
I mean, everyone
is great and everything.
Everyone in this gives such a great performance. It's It's sad that this movie bombed at the box office.
I mean, it eventually found its cult following.
It did.
The first time I watched this movie, like, this was a movie that when I saw the trailer, I was pumped for it. Like, I really wanted, because I was big into Deadwood. I wasn't watching SNL at the time, but, like, the main thing was, like, oh, I love Deadwood. Oh, and I love Job from Arrested Development. And it's like, the idea of this seems really funny. And then when I watched it, the first time I watched it, I feel like I was mostly disappointed.
How'd they get Ian McShane? Because
Lorne
I'm like,
Michaels.
Lorne
Michaels produced the movie.
Because it's Paramount and they had money. And so that's why even when they're like, oh, they
got Sissy Spacek and they're like,
that's not going to happen. What? No. It was a lot of that kind of stuff. And also, if you're listening to their podcast.
Hotel Transylvania.
Exactly. See, basically, Andy Samberg is Jake Peralta. Like, they're exactly the same people. It's weird. Like, he just acts exactly like he does in that show.
Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Nine-Nine?
Yeah, so it, but, it, like, them making this movie, like, they gave him a lot of money, and they were like, oh, we don't even need this much money to do these things, because they were just, they wanted it to look also kind of.
I saw an interview where he just said, he was like, it was like, they just gave me money to make a thing with my friends. He's like, you know, like Adam Sandler does, but.
And that's kind of like what he didn't like, because at the end people compared it to Napoleon Dynamite, when he's like, he wanted it to be more like Adam Sandler.
But I did think that when I was watching, but I thought it's if Napoleon Dynamite was a actually funny movie, that's what it would have, because there's lots of like just the randomness that was in it, where just the friends are just, you know, dancing in the parking lot. Or just him punch fighting in the forest.
The dancing in the parking lot where Danny McBride keeps pushing him is fucking amazing.
Like
Danny McBride, I guess he like his greatest lines in this movie, he pretty much ad-libbed. They weren't in the script, which is, "I've been drinking green tea all day."
That is
and the other line where he says, "I've been going to church. You're going to bring the demon out of me."
He just walks up and like, he's very Danny McBride.
He's Danny McBride.
But things like, it took me a while to like warm up to Danny McBride. Like,
I think that was a part of it too, because I didn't know who he was when I first saw this.
Had I not seen
had
I seen this?
I didn't love him.
I've
yet.
Always loved him. Every time.
When I look at him though, I'm like, you know what? He kind of needs that.
I don't like
hair.
The.
But he has shitty
hair. I don't like the foot fist way though. I don't think it's
I've still
that
not seen it.
I liked it. I thought it was good.
I'm gonna get them fixins. It's just amazing.
I didn't think it was like amazing, but I liked it. I remember.
Yeah, I just no, but in the Napoleon Dynamite kind of thing, I did feel because it's just random.
I think that was a part of what bothered me about it when I first saw this movie too. Was I hated Napoleon Dynamite, and there were things about it that kind of felt Napoleon Dynamite ish.
Yeah.
So it hurt. But there were things in this movie at the time, even when I saw it, I was like, well, that part's funny. I just wish there. And now after like coming back to it, because the main thing that made me want to rewatch this movie, even before I knew they were going to do it on their podcast, was like looking at like reels on Instagram. I just came across the Cool Beans scene. And I was just like, wait, how did I not like? I feel like, and that made me feel like I need to rewatch this movie.
But that was very them. Like, yeah. You know, like,
he also didn't want that in there. Yorma didn't want that in there. Wait, no, not Yorma.
Well, the original
brother.
That's Yorma.
Yeah, you are. He didn't want it in there, but then they
with the dogs humping. That's
that's a project I'm working on.
That's something else. That's something else.
And this was Isla Fisher in her like peak form.
This was her right after basically Wedding Crashers. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. No, so that and the whole oiling him up while like he was.
And he put the light in her face and was hitting it with a hammer. It's really hard. Why you come over here?
There's so many silly things in this that just, I don't know. It just like watching it. I just feel it's so underrated as a movie. Like, it's not like one of the greatest movies ever made, obviously, but it's such a
no one ever talks
comic.
About
I
it.
I mean, I would still what say, if, I still say, if I I mean, I really, really enjoyed this rewatching it, but I still think Popstar is the superior film that they've made.
I've
which
been
is,
watched
it's
Popstar.
So it is.
Popstar is
so fucking beautiful.
Popstar is 10 times better.
Because Never Stop, Never Stopping. But that's this true. Movie is really, like I said, I have an appreciation for it, rewatching it. And I made sure to rewatch it before I listened to that podcast, too. Like I said, the thing that got me was coming across Cool Beans again. And then I was just like, how did I not, like, I need to, it really did make me think I need to revisit the movie.
But and when you watch the trailer, like, it hits a lot of the main notes. Like, the whole party thing is, like, one of the main things with it. And that's what got my wife to want to watch it, because she was, like, she was laughing at that. And it just, they all had such great chemistry together, like with that. And Shane, what's his name?
Ian McShane. Swearingen.
That whole dynamic of them fighting each other, and especially going into that last fight where they're like, that fight, They Live, and something else are the greatest fights of all time.
Threw a ninja star at him.
You threw a ninja star at him.
He did the ultimate punch.
He did.
That's how it ends.
Yeah. With him making Ian McShane shit himself.
Even Isla Fisher doing that to him and him be like, oh. Like
didn't work.
He's doing.
I just have to go home.
Which he's doing his thing, where he's like, nope, didn't work. Oh man, and he's just walking.
That's just how that dude is.
Yeah, it's like
that. He's that character in Hotel Transylvania.
And so, like, it also makes me want to watch the movie with him and Adam Sandler in it. Like, I don't know.
That's my boy.
Is. Yeah, like I'm
not
gonna
watch. I'm not going down that road. Man. I don't think I can go down that road.
It's the only road you've ever. No,
what? And he's Dale. Chip and Dale. God, that movie's great. And
that's both an amazing movie,
they're both
too.
Doing New York accents.
Oh, yeah, Yorma directed that one.
Did he?
Or the
That one was directed by Kiva.
Kiva, I meant.
I'm walking here. Because
Yorma does direct, but Kiva's the one who directed this, Pop Star, and Chip and Dale.
They were,
And doing New York I believe Kiva also directed The Watch.
He did.
Which is why they're all three in that scene in the orgy scene.
Oh yeah,
the Lonely Island is in that scene together. It's all three of them. Andy Samberg, because they're jerking each other off. It, like when the guy from is it the guy from
the IT crowd
who walks through the orgy? And there's a scene where they're all, and then they like switch, and they all switch who they're jerking off.
That movie was funny.
It's funny. It was. I'm gonna pick it.
I think that movie was underrated.
I'm gonna pick
that
too.
No, because when I watched it, I thought it was great. He's like, his dick's not that big when they're talking about
Mac Cousin condoms. Greg. Cousin Greg. That's Cousin Greg. Who's that guy?
Oh, yeah. He's the...
Yeah, Nicholas Braun.
Yeah, and Chris Parnell showing up just to be the AM radio guy. And that's where, like, it gets kind of silly at times, too, where it's like he's showing his tattoo. He's always that weird guy.
Whole thing.
No, that's what he says. I like to think that he was having sex the night before, and just a little bit of residue is still in there, so it's going off in two directions. And then the cloud tattoo, like, the tattoo just gets bigger and bigger. And the fact that it's like, even when he goes, what is it? They happen to raise the convenient amount of money for... the operation, because it's only $50,000.
And the scene when he's when he does the whole Footloose like reenactment, and he's like on that parallel bars or whatever it is, the pommel horse.
When he's punch fighting and smoking,
yeah, is
or
just,
punch dancing.
It's
delightful.
And then to see him fall that much was just like, God damn.
The just him doing that in the forest made me laugh. No, that's what I'm like, if Napoleon Dynamite, like, this story was better, and it was just funny. Napoleon Dynamite, it's like, when I think about it, Uncle Rico is great. And then when we talk about what Napoleon does, it's funny, but when you're watching the movie, it's not funny. I don't get it.
I don't...
get your food,
that's
Tina.
Only funny if because we do it the wrong way.
No, I know.
Get your food, Tina.
Get your food, Tina.
But...
Like, but watching it, I don't know why that was so fun. Why did people love it?
And
so
you know
much?
Why? And you know what? Also, why this is better than Napoleon Dynamite is because these characters have enthusiasm.
And no, I like, and all the actors are great. Like,
I think it's Napoleon. The main issue of Napoleon Dynamite is Napoleon Dynamite.
Also, the thing with Bill Hader in the movie where he calls him and he says, because he actually needs to go to the hospital, that actually happened.
Did it?
To someone, to one of them. Because they talk about
it
on that podcast. They say one of their friends called them, and it was like that exact thing.
It's Bill Hader's friend.
It was Bill Hader's friend. But he said the one thing that didn't happen was he didn't need them to clarify whether or not the trash can was
a hospital.
Yeah.
It's a hospital.
But it's like that whole thing. He's calling him. He's completely calling me. He's like, and I'm going to need you to take me to the hospital.
Well, I've never seen this movie ever. And so my thing was just like, I love all these guys.
Did any of you watch it with like your full family or just wives? Because I feel like your kids could have watched this.
No, I just watched it by myself. And Because for me, it was just like, I like all these guys and like everything they're in.
Like, I feel like if you watch this with your son, he's going to laugh hysterically because Probably. Of all the, just all the bad stunts.
We watch.
Yeah, I think this would have been a good
I watched Killer Clowns with my children and my daughter thought it was hilarious.
My wife hates that movie.
No, but at first my son was like.
Like, she's like, it's just so stupid. I'm like, well, yeah.
My son was just like, this is a little scary.
They are
creepy. Like, he was like. I was like, but it's just ridiculous.
But you were so scared when you were little.
But I watched it all the time.
You were always so scared.
Those guys weren't very funny who drove the clown,
main character loves them. It's the whatever guys. I love them.
They didn't know. That guy's such a terrible actor.
Hunk was in it.
He's a hunk.
He was the cop, right?
See if that
but my kids don't know that those guys like blowing loads in the girl clowns.
In clowns?
What do you mean they were blowing loads in the clowns?
I mean, they fucked them. They're all their fucking clothes got ripped and they had kisses all over them.
You don't know that.
And then their boobs blew up. It's fucking.
They were just smooching.
Those are wonderful creature effects, by the way. But
well, because Chodos.
Yeah, I know.
Chiodo Brothers.
Oh. Boy.
That's why some of these got repainted and repurposed as
I feel like
elves.
This movie I'll have to rewatch again.
Hope you guys are from Keaton.
Because it was just funny and like enjoyed watching it. But I mean, because I never heard anything about it because when it came out, I was like, I don't give a shit about this movie. And no one ever talks about it, like ever.
One of my coworkers, Evans, he was just like, when he heard that we did this podcast, one of the first ones he said was like, oh, you guys should do Hot Rod. I'm like, I don't think they...
Hot Rod's my favorite Transformer. Ugh.
That's such a jobber. Why don't you just say your favorite Salute Your Shorts guy's Penske while you're at it?
Yeah.
You know what? That's a very accurate... Like, I get it. I get what you mean there. But...
That's like saying, yeah, your favorite character from that 70s show is the Eric Foreman replacement.
He just looked cool, okay?
Seth Meyers' brother?
Seth Meyers' brother.
I hated that guy.
That it was Seth Meyers' brother, though.
I know, but Seth Meyers is better than his brother.
I used to hate Seth Meyers until
this
podcast.
Why did you hate Seth Meyers?
I don't know.
What was there to hate about
him? He was a little smug.
I thought he was... I loved him on... I liked his Weekend Update.
Yeah, he was
and because,
great.
Because of the whole... And like, I love that his when he left Weekend Update, they did the whole thing where Stefan came back and they got married. That was amazing.
Is that what happened?
Yes.
No. Sorry.
Bill, I can't believe you.
Bill Hader's
a
treat.
You know what else, though? Is like, I also warmed up to Seth Meyers a lot more, too, during the writer's strike because I was listening to the Podforce or podcast or whatever it was called. Something podcast...
Fem Force 5.
It was something like that. It was Pod Force 5 or whatever. It was Jimmy Kimmel, Seth Meyers, John Oliver, Stephen Colbert, and unfortunately Jimmy Fallon.
Oh, wow.
But it was all five of them. And like all
that
the,
dude laughs all the time.
All the proceeds were going to like the strike. But like they, because they weren't doing their show, so they were just talking. It was like six or seven episodes.
Oh wow!
There's one where they play a game about their wives. Because it's still, I mean, you could still get it off of where you get podcasts. It's amazing. It's one of the most delightful episodes of any podcast I've ever heard.
Wow!
Is them like doing this quiz about their wives, where like they had where one of them had asked their wives a bunch of questions, and then they asked the guy. So it's basically kind of like Newlywed Game. It's hilarious.
If you ever feel like you hate Jimmy Fallon, you have to think about him being Barry Gibb.
Barry Gibb or the Boston people. No, I get that. I just I don't like
did
anymore.
Did he make up Irregardless? Did that?
No, that existed way before that. But he said it a lot. It was great. But yeah, no, it's a great. It was a great podcast for
and
sure.
Can he look at a kangaroo and give it a heart attack?
It also made me love Stephen Colbert even more just because of the stories that he told on there.
He's a fake Mr. Fantastic.
He was.
Well, for one, only early on, right? Didn't he not?
And then it was Bill Hader.
Yes. Of course it was. Jabba the Hutt.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Like every other episode has had Bill Hader in it. Has been a movie with Bill Hader because we did Knocked Up, then we did then we did X-Men, which did not have Bill Hader, and then we did this.
Should.
If it did, it'd be a lot better.
Everything should have Bill Hader because he really is just the best.
Especially Inside Out, too. Sad. Will Arnett did a great job of being one of the worst
being
boyfriend.
Being Will Arnett.
being, oh my God, I hit that raccoon.
Yeah, it's like what was his friend's
name?
You
know, I accidentally murdered a squirrel.
Oh, you didn't. I was with you.
That thing wasn't moving. Nah. It ran into the guy. I was like, oh my God.
Nah, it dodged. It's fine. It's fine. But he did an amazing job. But I guess on the set.
Does he ever play a good guy?
No. Batman.
Yeah. There you go. I guess. Batman's not really
the goodest guy. They said that they kept saying, like, she shouldn't be with any of them.
Yeah.
Like, because they're both bad.
Yeah.
But they didn't want to do the trope where it's like the boyfriend gets progressively worse. They just wanted him to be horrible out the gate. And
what was his friend's name?
That's what I can't remember.
That's what I'm trying to look up to see.
I do love that, like, when he was calling to say he was going to do the stunt, that woman was just drawing.
He's like, you just writing
there. He says it. He's like,
he also calls condoms dong bags.
Yeah.
Like, maybe I'll pick up a box of dong bags so we can knock boots later is an actual quote. And it's amazing.
It's pretty amazing because he was one of the worst people completely.
Yeah, he never plays a good guy.
Batman.
No, but, you know, he's not the best version of Batman either.
That's also true.
Made the Joker cry.
Sully.
Oh, Sully.
Hey, Sullivan, you chode. I owe you a shot in the nuts.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Babe, I got to go say what up to Sully.
He made the Joker cry.
And then what was his drink? Flaming Hot Dr. Peppers?
Yes, that he ordered.
And apparently Danny McBride loves Jaeger bombs. That was like his favorite drink.
At the time. At the time, he was all into Jaeger bombs. Like, yeah, because they did a screening of a movie that there was a poster in Yorma's character's room called like the Booty Boy,
the Whoopi Boys.
The Whoopi Boys.
And it shows them.
And
moving,
so they found
they have boxers on.
They were able to find like a copy of it, like because Lauren checked with someone from Paramount or whatever, and then they actually did a screening of it while filming this movie, just because they were like, but they had a stand, but Danny McBride had a stand outside where they were doing Jaeger bombs. And it's just like, they all got pretty hammered.
Remember we did Jaeger bombs on the Vegas street and it wasn't very good.
No, that wasn't a Jaeger bomb.
Drop. What was it?
It was an Irish car bomb.
Oh, yes, it was.
And it didn't drop right. So it didn't, we didn't get that moment where right before they coagulate. Yeah.
Oh, that was rough. It would like
that one was rough.
Go. Yeah, that was rough.
That was in that little back area,
but
that
in Vegas,
weird back street.
We do a lot of
we do crazy
shit.
Stuff in Vegas. Things happen.
Like to party.
I like to party. I also like to party.
Like to party.
No, I.
John C. Reilly invented that.
This movie makes me want to wear a visor.
Like Bill Hader.
Yeah.
Yeah, Bill Hader was great. Wearing a Stone Cold Steve Austin shirt.
He was. I've never seen that one.
Me either.
This is made special for the movie?
Probably a lot of wrestling shirts.
This is a hospital? That's what the hospital. That's a hospital?
Hospital?
And the riot scene really felt like the Penguin and Billy Madison type thing. Where
I mean, that really, I thought everything was going pretty well.
And then, no one had time to stop or do anything, and he's got a TV under his arm.
Yeah, Danny McBride with that whole thing where he's holding the TV.
And no one's referencing the fact that he has the TV or anything.
No. No one will be as crazy as a Penguin thing.
Yeah. That was
oh, weird. The Penguin was in there. Like, I know what's going on here.
Indeed. Yeah, it's a fun movie all around. Like it's definitely not like there's nothing brilliant about it, but
good.
it's hilarious. Loved it.
Yeah, it's good.
Now, and they're making Happy Gilmore too, and they're going to ruin that. So that's great.
That's fine.
Well, not them.
Yeah, I know.
They made Dumb and Dumber better.
What?
Everyone loves it when a comedy sequel that people love gets a sequel, or a comedy movie that people love gets a sequel like 20 years later. It always works out.
Always.
Oh, it's just Dumb and Dumber.
Anchorman.
Oh, was that
Zoolander?
That was like 10 years later.
Zoolander?
But it was still Zoolander 2.
I never saw that.
I never saw it either.
Well, no one wants a comedy sequel.
Everyone does at the time because they just want more of that.
At least The Hangover was smart enough to do it right after.
And it was just, they just did more extremes and that was fine. I have a demon inside of me. Bad. There's funny things in it.
Fuck that movie.
But yeah, it's not great.
Yeah. No, thank you. No, thank you.
Does Hot Rod hold up, Nick?
Yeah. I enjoyed it. I've never seen it before. And those guys are just funny. I mean, Danny McBride, I love him. He could be anything. Get him fixings. I don't know why it's so funny.
Yeah, Eastbound and Down, Vice Principals, I think is still the Righteous Gemstones. It's going to be tied now.
No, like but because it's weird because I always tie him to Walt Goggins because.
But
of
Vice Principals is a perfect Walt Goggins show.
It's pretty great.
Look at your fucking nose.
I want to rewatch that because I feel like my wife would also enjoy that because she's never seen it and she likes Walton Goggins. So I'm like,
Walt Goggins is so mean, and then mean so to his mother-in-law.
He's amazing. Because
you think he's gay the whole time and he's married and he's just mean to his mother-in-law.
He's one of the greatest mean guys in the world. I love him.
He's because you guys respect your own.
I think he's Uncle Baby Billy, and that's one of the greatest characters ever created.
Baby Billy's Bible bonkers.
Baby Billy's Bible bonkers. Oh, and he was Shane Van Drell, and he was just a great bad guy.
Oh yeah,
but he wasn't they were all bad guys.
He's good in everything.
And in Fallout, he brings it.
He's always consistent.
He's part of the Marvel universe.
He is. He's the bad guy.
He's a dealer in Ant-Man too.
Ant-Man and the Wasp.
Oh yeah, that's weird.
And he's Justified, great show.
He's not in that. Was he in the new one? No, right?
No.
Was that already on?
Yeah.
Oh.
City Primeval.
This movie's great. Everyone in it's great. Yorma's Chaka.
Oh, he is?
No, he played
in Land of
Chaka.
The Lost. Yeah, he's Chaka.
That's why he's like, let me ask you a question, Chaka. You a cop? Man, that part is so funny. And then the Will Ferrell seeing the crab. And then it just explodes because of the geyser and it cooks and it shows them eating. But that, I don't remember anything else from that movie.
I didn't hate it.
I feel like I didn't hate it when I watched it. I could pick it. I think because I can't remember hating it either, but that part was just so fucking funny.
Dave McBride.
I think it's just a disappointment because of the characters in it. You think that you're gonna get more out of it, and then it's like, oh, okay. Like I never hate Will Ferrell in a movie, but I've hated a lot of Will Ferrell movies that I just feel like
Kicking and Screaming.
I mean,
when I watched it, I was like, that's fine.
Like yeah, Bewitched.
I've
never seen it.
Bewitched.
I watched that. That was fine.
Didn't it not make sense?
I mean, it was
about making Bewitched or something like
but
that.
She
it
was
weird, I think.
Still her?
I don't know,
and
man.
She was actual witch?
I don't know, man.
Starsky and Hutch is also underrated.
I think so.
He's going to the future. 1995. Patton Oswalt said that. He's doing the robot. All right.
Yes. Hot Rod does hold up.
Me and him were talking behind the scenes.
Shout out to Hot Rod, the Transformer.
Because he kept telling me to listen to this podcast. I kept forgetting. He finally told me while I was at the gym, and I said, fine.
You're saying the Hot Rod car didn't look cool.
No.
When he was a car.
You know what? I've never been a fan of flames.
When he became.
So you hate Johnny Storm.
I love skulls, don't love flames.
When he became.
Yeah. So you
what about
like part
Ghost Rider?
Of Ghost Rider?
Huh? I like him, but I don't really care for his comics because they always suck.
No, the Clayton Crane ones are good.
I can't even see what's going on.
It's a little busy.
Tell me, you don't know what's happening.
Do.
No, you don't.
It was cool,
and then I didn't care anymore.
There's
someone's cheek.
I'm reading the current one where it's actually the Hood is Ghost Rider. Parker Robbins.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So is he good?
No.
Oh, okay. So he's still
no.
Bad.
He's trying to be like he's using that to basically be in charge of all the crime in Chicago, and then but it's like why can't I pull his name?
Danny Ketch.
Nope.
Who's Johnny Blaze?
There we go.
Yeah,
yeah. He's trying to find him to like because they're saying that he because like there's this other character who's like, well, you still need to be the Ghost Rider because you have balance, whereas he's bad. So it's just there's no balance to
that
it.
That guy really never recovered from being a piece of shit, I guess.
But
right?
Johnny Blaze is just like, well, what if we just get rid of the Ghost Rider completely?
Yeah.
Then no one has to be.
Yeah.
And so that's what's going
on.
What
about
the but also there's
Mexican
another
dude?
He's not Ghost Rider currently.
Oh.
I don't know Reyes? What's going where he is right now because I don't know if
he got a cars a fire cars
after Jason Aaron's Avengers he's kind of like gone.
Uh huh.
Because he was the All Rider.
What does that mean? Ghost Rider?
He rides everything.
Because that's what they referred to him
handlebars,
as.
Handlebars, they say. That's when a demon, when you're having sex with a lady and then she grows horns, and if it's a cholo having sex with her, he'll grab it and say handlebars essay. It's some joke that I don't know what's the whole beginning part, but that always made me smile.
Okay.
I don't either. But that just something a Mexican would say, having sex with someone that turned to a demon.
What?
I don't know. You get it.
But it's a great movie. I enjoyed it immensely. It holds up. I'm sad that I didn't care for it as much the first time I saw it, because I probably would have rewatched it a few more times, you know, in between now and then. And I
why
I
was Nacho Libre so good though, if Napoleon Dynamite was so bad?
Because Jack Black.
But yeah. I mean, but it had like a story, because I feel like Napoleon Dynamite was a lot of bullshit.
I mean, look at the main characters. Like, come on, Jack Black versus Napoleon Dynamite? Come on, man.
And then that, who's the guy who played Jack Black's...
Jack Black was the best part.
Get that corn out of my face?
Yeah, who is that guy?
That's not the same guy from Napoleon
I believe Dynamite. In science, that guy.
That's Antonio Banderas.
Because I haven't seen that guy in anything else. My life is good.
Real good.
It's just so amazing. I just don't... And then that's it's just Jack Black, and he's singing songs, and he's doing his Jack Black thing.
Yeah, he's Jack Black.
Yeah.
He was the best part of Never Ending Story 2.
Three.
Yeah. And three.
That's he's only good.
What
he
were
was.
They called? What was his gang called?
Evidently the guy in The Nasties.
yeah, there you go.
Wasn't the guy who was his like his little buddy was Mr. Tumnus in an epic movie. Epic movie. He was Mr. Tumnus.
The Mexican guy.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow. There you go.
And he was in Wild Hogs. It's about male bonding. Haven't you seen Wild Hogs?
Wild Hogs, just a bunch of dudes banging everything in sight.
Jack Black, he baptized him because he didn't want to be baptized, but he did. He grabbed his head and put it in the water. That's just a good movie.
It's true. Mm-hmm. It's a funny movie. I don't know if I would rewatch it again, though.
What, Wild Hogs?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking.
You don't
about.
Want to laugh.
I mean,
you don't want to be filled with
but
joy.
But it's one of those
Jack Black.
I mean,
for man. What?
Oh, is Nacho Libre. I watch that fucking movie every day. It's so fucking funny.
Jeez, Jimmy.
Yeah, it holds up. I love those guys. I think they're amazing. Everything that they've done, all their digital shorts, I've always been a fan of them. Obviously, love all the Lonely Island.
They did Jack Sparrow
CDs nuts.
Yeah, Sparrow.
Yeah, I just always I'm just a fan of them. I like that they're a team as well. Not everything, but Jose Canseco stuff, like all that. Like it's great.
The Bash Brothers.
And it just shows like
I never watched that.
What, really? Mm-mm. Oh my god! Every time someone's named Jose,
I'm Mike.
I think that, yeah, see, I think that it's so great.
Jose Mark, yeah. And I'm Mark, yeah.
Yeah,
McGuire, duh.
Mike McGuire.
Mike McGrath.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Sugar Ray.
So, yeah, it definitely holds up. I do think if you like comedies, go see this.
It's good. Possibly. I mean, it's funny.
It is. I think it's very funny. And, yeah, shout out to my friend Evans, who really loves this movie. So he thinks it's
are comedies funny anymore? What's a new comedy that I don't watch new ones, I guess.
I mean, I saw The Fall Guy. That was funny. Oh, yeah. But it's not really a comedy. I mean, it's an action comedy.
Yeah.
I mean, but that's not like I guess like thinking about like ridiculous like comedies, that's not in that category.
I mean, there's still comedies. There's
like
still things where I've
like
laughed at.
Zoolander, Anchorman type, like.
Oh, like the frat pack
Adam
type?
Or Adam Sandler type.
Adam
not,
Sandler still has movies.
Does he?
Yeah. See, we're judging them, but we've never actually seen any of them, so we don't know. They're pretty good.
Yeah, there's no fucking way
you don't know that
you could go watch Blended and that movie be good.
Blended?
Exactly. Carlos Mencia's in it.
What? Blended?
That's when him and Drew Barrymore did another movie together in Africa.
Interesting. There you go.
And it's like their families come together.
All right, well. I don't know. It could be great. We don't know. It could be amazing.
Could it, though?
I don't know. I have no idea.
I saw Happy Gilmore and Billy Madison, and they're just so wonderful that you can't top that. Little Nicky was terrible. And that was, like, during the time period where his movies were so fashionable.
I don't think Little Nicky was that.
It sucks. He's the worst part of that movie. Waterboy's funny.
Yeah. It's okay.
I'm looking to see what recent comedies have been.
See, but you watched that one with Baby I Masturbate.
It's not very good.
Yeah, and that, you said that sucks. But I'm like, I don't watch any.
I watch a lot of fitness videos now.
You like fitness?
Yeah, I love fitness.
Fitness dick fitness in your
dick
ass.
In your ass.
Wow. Real mature.
Took Jim 10 minutes to get that out of me.
Yeah.
To be like, yeah,
what?
I like it.
What?
Yeah. I'd be like, well, I mean, like, what do you mean? Do you like fitness? You just kept saying it over and over.
Yeah, you had to. There you go.
All man, right. Recent comedies. Nick, where can people find you? Yeah. You know what? Barbie. Barbie was a recent comedy. I enjoyed that.
Oh, okay.
Do you have anything to Kung Fu Panda 4? I haven't seen it, but I'm sure it's good.
That's like a kid's movie.
It's good.
Let's see.
It was good.
Nick, anything to recommend?
I'm Kung Fu just Panda's keep 4 for 4. Playing Nick 23, and I want to recommend Dungeons and Dragons.
The movie with
it's just wonderful.
It's great.
Yeah,
yeah, it is.
And with the when they do the holograph of that the like the
my son fucking lost his mind.
The chunky dragon's amazing.
That too. Yeah, he had to rewind that part where like just to watch it again. But that whole thing with that guy.
Please Don't Destroy was hilarious. Oh.
The sexy dude from Bridgerton, like how he's just the cool knight.
The Treasure of Foggy Mountain.
Oh, that was amazing. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah.
The sexy dude who's the knight.
No, that was a recent comedy, technically.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it is a comedy.
What?
Dungeons and Dragons.
It's a fantasy movie. But when he's walking away and they're like, oh, man, there's a rock coming. Is he going to go around it? They're like, no, he just walked over it. Just because how cool he is.
Because he's an NPC.
Or then the, or when they're in the cave and then he's like, you know, these creatures, like, they look at, like, higher functioning, like brain activity.
Which I think.
And they walk by and he's like, well, that was kind
of
hurtful. Great
because of that, because it was like those four characters were actual like humans playing a game.
Yeah.
While the NPC guy was like, he didn't have the personality of a normal human.
And Bradley Cooper just fucking showed up as a little tiny man.
That was amazing.
I was just like, that's funny.
Yeah, that definitely was a great movie.
That was Rocky Raccoon.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy
he said that on Abbott Elementary,
huh?
Because Bradley Cooper is in a cold open for Abbott Elementary as himself,
huh?
And they're like, "You ever been? You ain't famous. You ain't ever been in the MCU." He does the Rocket Raccoon voice, and he's like, "I was Rocket Raccoon," and yeah, it's pretty funny.
I didn't see that.
James Gunn.
It's a good show.
James Gunn's brother was Rocket Raccoon.
No, that's also true.
But Nick hates it. Hates Abbott Elementary.
He's never seen
I've never
it.
Seen
he
it.
Just generally doesn't like things about schools.
Yeah.
I've never seen that movie. That
show.
No.
Everyone says
I
they love
you said
it.
You
though.
Hated it.
No, it's I'm because he has people things. Who tell him that he would enjoy it because he works at a charter school, but also because he has an issue with anything that's about teachers.
Usually
because
sucks.
He says they get it wrong. But I feel like that one.
That might be.
I don't know.
You hate Stand Deliver?
I'm not a teacher, so I wouldn't know.
I don't like Stand Deliver.
What? Shred,
Calculus.
Rest in peace. His dad may have known Jaime Escalante. We don't know.
He's a liar. He said he got a blowjob at a concert, which is impossible.
Well, he can't defend himself because he's dead.
But impossible.
It's not impossible. No,
but.
Oh, because he looks like how he looks? That's yeah. not nice. He's dead. Allegedly.
Maybe.
We don't know. Travis got a text, a mysterious text one day. He could be in Guam, for all we know, fighting people like Rambo. What's up? Are you going to go poop?
No, I just need to stand up because my back
stand
hurts.
Up.
I don't want my back blown out tomorrow. I don't mean that in a way like someone's going to fuck me.
We'll stretch before you have intercourse.
But yeah, so your recommendation is Dragons.
Dungeons and Dragons. That was just a good movie.
And stretching before intercourse.
Don't stretch that, baby.
Hey, if you really want to get it with my brother, make sure you to play Darlin' Nikki before.
Never heard that song.
Whenever you want to grind.
That sounds awful.
No, she Prince said, call me up.
Prince is, I don't like a
whenever
lot of Prince
you
songs,
grind.
To be honest. No. I like Little Red Corvette. That's just a good song.
Purple Rain?
1999?
1999 is a great song. Delirious?
No, I hate
Kiss?
That song. My favorite song is Little Red Corvette, and that's it. I hate The Bad Dance, the worst song I've ever
You're
heard.
You're an idiot. You're wrong.
What about Party Man?
I don't like
it. Come
on.
Like,
I don't like that song. I don't like Prince very much.
Party Man.
I like that he was in Charlie Murphy's story. That's what I like the most about Prince.
All right. You can find me, Plain Travis. Plain Travis is pretty much all social media. As far as recommendations go, you can either watch it on Fox if you still have regular television, or on Amazon Prime. It's called The 1% Club. It's a game show hosted by Patton Oswalt. It's pretty delightful, and it's fun to play along because it's all logic questions. So it's not like you have to be crazy smart. It's just really testing how good you are at logic.
So Dr. Spock would be great.
Probably.
The doctor for the babies?
The doctor for the babies?
Yeah.
But yeah, it's a good show. It's called The 1% Club. It's a fun little game show. Like I said, it's either on Fox or Amazon Prime, depending on.
The baby one?
Live Long and Prosper?
No.
Yes. No, that was Dr. Spock. Mr. Spock is Star Trek. He's not a doctor. He's Mr. Spock.
What are you doing?
Stretching.
Don't stretch that, baby.
Don't stretch that. One of the greatest commercials of all time.
And then as far as comics go, obviously I'm still very much recommending Ultimate Spider-Man.
A geesh. He and said then, he wants a bush that you could plant tomatoes in.
Tomatoes.
That's the most ridiculous thing. Oh, and also House of the Dragon's back, and it's still a pretty solid show. Hopefully they don't screw up
Doctor
too much.
Doctor Who up in there still?
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Or he's the main character.
I'm sorry. He's
The bad guy from Morbius.
Yeah, that too. He's in a lot of shit.
Pride, Prejudice, and Zombies?
And he's in Skynet. Spoiler
alert. Oh, he was in that?
No, he is Skynet.
No, he was in that movie?
Yeah, but he's Skynet.
You never watched it?
The most recent one? Or wait, that was the one before the most recent one. That was Genesis.
I need to get going. Wolverine's in Fortnite now.
He's always been in
Fortnite. He's doing Fortnite?
No, but now I can get him. I need to get out of here.
No, he's not available yet.
Wolverine would use a gun.
Yeah, he would. He's used them. This is Weapon X Wolverine, too. So he just escaped. You know what's going on.
He's a crazy person. Just a crazy person.
And then he sees Jean Grey.
Oh, so they made one. So they're doing skins for X-Men Apocalypse.
I forgot he was in that, too.
Yeah. Jimmy, where can people find you? What do you have to recommend?
Obscure Gent, I recommend if you're going to drink apple cider vinegar, make sure that it's with the mother, because if without it, it's fine. But
with the mother.
But it's important to have that. More effective than taking the capsules.
Why'd you say that?
What?
With the mother.
Because with the mother, it's like from the apple cider vinegar. Like, it has to have the mother in it.
What? Yeah.
There's an ingredient evidently called mother.
Yeah, with the mother. Mother's from the apple. Yeah. But also I recommend having it with honey, because honey, while there are carbs in it, it's still delightful. And it takes the edge off of it. I think I was pretty clear about that. I do recommend the Lonely Island with Seth Meyers podcast. I think it's delightful. I've been listening to it.
Renaissance Wizard? What's Mike?
Renaissance Periodization?
Yeah, that guy's great.
That guy's also great. I was trying to look at other podcasts, and then I realized I was looking at
Tosh
at my Fitbit.
Tosh show is great.
No, I'm not gonna recommend that. Conan O'Brien's podcast, obviously. Never Not Funny. What the fuck?
Can
Mark
I smell
Marin.
That? No, smell your microphone.
Yeah.
I also recommend the We're Here to Help podcast. It's a great podcast. I love it. Love it so much. Because those guys just are a delight.
Yeah, there you go. And yeah, that's all I recommend. And what's it called? Red and Link's podcast as well.
Also, The Fall Guy. The Fall Guy was just a good movie. It was a delight.
Yeah, there you go.
Wait, what'd you say?
Ear Biscuits.
It's Red and Link's podcast.
What do they just talk about? Anything?
Let's talk about that.
They talk a lot more shit to each other and make fun of each other on this. And it's pretty funny. They talk more about sex and stuff,
yeah.
A lot more, and they talk about how they went vibrator shopping together for the first time for their wives. It's a bunch of weird stuff, like how they both tried them on them, and how Link just like like spit it out like across, like with his butt, like, and it just went across the room, and that was it. And just they talk about some really
wait, he put the vibrator. Yeah, he tried it on himself.
Yeah, like, well, his wife tried it on him for a second, and he was just like, "Woo!" Like, no, and then and Rhett
that's
saying
about right.
Rhett saying weird things about like how him and his wife were role playing. He's like, "I'm the little wood elf," and like. Just it's there's weird stories throughout it, and it's pretty amazing.
I just like when Link slammed the table because he got stabbed. He's
so angry,
and he's like was full of rage in that one moment. That was just good stuff.
Yeah, so it's
you like pickles?
Yeah.
No, you don't. You don't eat pickles.
No, I don't because of the lectins. I don't eat any. I try not to eat anything with seeds. I'm talking about bell peppers. I'm talking about
But you taking it doesn't matter if you take the seeds out like bell peppers. You don't eat the seeds.
No, it doesn't.
So it's just
and also stay away from anything in the nightshade family.
The what?
I know what you're gonna say. The nightshade family.
The nightshade.
I'm not the biggest fan of lectins either. They seem to. It feels like they're wait, supposed to only that? Be every 4 years, but what's it feels like there's shade? Always a lectin every year. I got
that
vote.
Makes you give superpowers from Africa.
I got to vote for someone this, for yes. an electin.
All of it.
No, but really, what is a nightshade family?
The nightshade family is like eggplants.
you can't have those.
Just there's various fruits and vegetables in the nightshade family you shouldn't have.
What else? What are other examples? I thought you would know.
I mean, off the top of my fucking head.
But you can't.
Basically,
eat.
If you stay away from anything with fucking seeds in them like that, peppers.
It's supposed to get inflammatory. That's why.
Yes.
They light on fire.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's an inflammatory.
I'm
means.
Looking it up. That's why I'm looking at nightshade vegetables.
It's a nightshade.
Yep, it's basically what I was saying.
Stokes!
I like nightshade, actually.
Peppers,
I mean,
tomatoes, eggplants, white potatoes, nightshade family. It's just like they're harder to digest. Look up lectins, people. Look, go for polyphenols that are in things. Those are also good for you. Eat the rainbow, as they say.
On the Jersey Shore, I was a big fan of polyphenol.
I don't need this. I don't need this.
Doing rainbow parties?
You guys are
there's no that. Way to do that to shit. Where it's an actual rainbow on your penis. Like, that means someone would have to go first, and they'd have to go all the way to the hilt.
And then they...
It's like a
and
rainbow
then another
in the
one
dark.
Goes a little... And then, like, to make the rainbow on your
what
wiener.
What is it? Gua-gua hawk?
That... Twa, that Hawk Twa.
You mean the new member of the family of the bloodline?
The new member of the bloodline.
Hawk Twa.
Hawk Twa.
Or it's the Gok 3000 is the previous one.
Yeah, I don't understand that.
It's just like when you're getting a blowjob, it's like people just called it that. I've never said those words in my life.
Except why, for just
except
now.
Except for right
why 3000?
I don't know. I didn't even.
Because Andre 3000? Why do you get so angry all of a sudden?
No, 3000.
I love you 3000.
What does that mean?
Guac, my baby guac. Don't mess around.
That's just a good song.
Guac, guac,
guac. But he was on Key and Peele. And then he was ridiculous. And what's his name? Who was playing with Don Cornelius on the moon. The other one. Was it? What's his name? Big Boy?
Yes.
Well, I recommend Wolverine and Metallica in Fortnite. They're just going to take my money.
Load is a good album.
Oh, okay. Just take it easy, pal.
It is.
AAA, Gone, Not Forgotten. The song just takes a while to get started, though.
Give me fuel.
I'm glad we picked a song that
ooh!
Takes... It's just...
But really, Metallica's pretty good.
What?